Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Our devotion this week is titled, Be Still. We look at Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. Have you seen the painting of the roaring waterfall with a small bird perched calmly on a branch over the water? While the picture at first glance is full of motion and exudes excitement, even danger, the bird is the picture of peacefulness. How can he be so calm when all around him is chaos? Sometimes the world around us can feel like that waterfall, or as the psalmist writes, like mountains falling into the sea. When we listen to the news, the stories are so often full of tragedy and terror. There's war in so many places, fear of terrorism and Zika. Even the current elections can cause some to be fearful. Then there are struggles closer to home. You may have family struggles, financial burdens, health concerns, or a multitude of other challenges. There may be moments in your classroom where you're being swept away in that waterfall or crushed by falling mountains. We become overwhelmed and discouraged, just wanting it all to stop. And then we read today's words. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. And we exhale. He's our refuge. Do you crave a place to get away from the troubles of this world? While it may not be a physical refuge you can drive to, the blessing is that this refuge is already near you. God is the place of comfort and peace we need. Sometimes we just need to talk to someone. You might pick up the phone or text someone when things are particularly hard. Sometimes that person is not available, but our God is ever present. He's always there, day and night. No voicemail, no out-of-office reply. He's always there. Verse 10 of Psalm 46 says, "Be still and know that I am God." We can get ourselves into a frenzy with worry and concern, trying to react to the struggles of this world. But God tells us to be still. Be still so we can remember that He is God. He is in control. He loves us dearly. While He did not promise that there would be no trouble, in fact, He promised that there would be, He did promise that He would be with us at all times through everything. So, be still. Go to His Word. Remind each other to do the same. He is your refuge, the children's refuge, the refuge for all. He is indeed our ever-present help. We pray. Lord, when the tempest rages, I need not fear. For You, the Rock of Ages, are always near. Close by Your side abiding, I fear no foe, for when Your hand is guiding, in peace I go. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.